any of you.
Sometimes it's hard to distinguish when we're meditating and something comes to us between what is a machination of the mind and what is truly a spiritual enlightenment. For instance, when we see ourselves inside, or we will see things that are of a very mundane level that we're preoccupied with every day, and we're going, I will sit in meditation. Sometimes these things I don't seem to have any control of them. I don't want to control
your question is mixed up with so many things.
Yes.
First you speak of immaculation, then you speak of seeing your own form. What particular do you want?
I want to know how to distinguish, or are we to distinguish when these forms come to us, or just to...
Well, the main thing, whatever form comes within, repeat the five names which are charged with any negative eventually go away. Sometimes negative power affects you, the wrong things. So repeat the five names. For that purpose you have been given a safeguard against all these things.
Master, I asked you, I think it was in California, sometimes in meditation you have this terrific vibration which you can't seem to control, and you said not to think of the body.
Yes.
But sometimes it's so very strong that I have to stop meditating. I get so nervous and I feel as if I was being electrocuted or something. What can I do to stop that?
You see, either you do it in the right way, you see. If you do it in the right way, don't think of your body. There's no trouble. If anything like that, you leave it out. That's no trouble.
It's so powerful that I can't help but think of the body. I don't want to. But
not every day like that.
No, but at times.
This is what I
said. And then it rises to my throat and I feel as if I was choking.
That is due to wrong way of doing the practice. Prana is involved.
But I don't do any yoga techniques anymore.
Well, choking of throat cannot come unless prana is involved. Breathing is involved. First it goes slowly at interval, then it is choked, you see. That is the wrong way of doing it.
But I don't do any except since I was initiated by you,
These are involved. You don't do it purposely.
No.
While doing it, sometimes breathing is involved, unknowingly involved, then naturally that choking arises. If it is done in the right way.
But you know, I'll tell you something strange. I've had that experience mostly when I've meditated when you have been there. Now in Vancouver, in the morning meditation.
Yes.
I sat right next to you, and it was so terrific. I got that power so much that it was terrible. It was wonderful, but it was almost terrifying. And it happens more when you're around.
It means when I'm around, there's radiation, you see. While in a hurry, you see, that withdrawn, soul is withdrawn. But your thought is not altogether, free of the body, consciousness. That is why that breathing is involved in choking, isn't it? And sometimes out of emotions too. You see, emotions sometimes bring on choking, you see. Truth reasons, no other reason can do it. Well, look here, let us tell you in a worldly way. You are going to meet a friend whom you love. Maybe father, mother, brother, anybody. And he wishes to come along. And when you go to your friend, you take so many children and other things like that, you see. You are going to meet him, there is no time for you to speak to him. And he will also not be able to devote his whole time with you. You see? This is only of thinking, oh, you have to go to God. God is all alone, is it not? You have no father, no mother, no brother. So naturally he wants everybody to come to him all alone. That nobody, he doesn't want anything to take with you. No worldly things, not even your body, not even your intellect. He say you come alone. Then these things won't arise. For whatever little time you devote, that will bear forth full fruit. When we are sitting, you see, we are not to think of the outside things, not think of the body, not think of the breathing, not even think of the thinking, you see. We should be physically still and intellectually still too. If you do it in the right way, then no trouble, you see.
But if you're intellectually still, you're repeating the five.
Don't become automatic. When you think meaning thereof, your intellect works. You don't think of the meaning few days after, you become automatic. The charging helps. You are told not to think of the meanings, although the meanings are given to you. You are not to visualize, you are not to think of the meaning. Automatically it will go on charging hells. Thinking and intellect will come and think, well, this word means this. This plane has such and such light, such and that is thing. So don't simply look sweetly, be fully absorbed. It is a question of the intellect. I mean, seeing the soul, attention you will say, attention is the outward expression of the soul. These are the rays of this, that the rays of the sun enlighten the whole world. See, this rays of the attention, attention are the rays of the soul, you see, that enlighten the whole body. If those rays are withdrawn, the body will be dark. When sun sets, all rays are withdrawn, there will be darkness. Similarly, the body will be dark. You have no thought of the body, only it is your attention that gives you feeling of the body. So if you do it rightly, there is no trouble. Errors do creep in, you see, automatically, generally. Then that trouble arises.
Master, may I ask a question?
Yes, please.
After you are drawn into the radiant form of the Master from within,
yes,
and you want to go higher,
yes,
does the radiant form of the Master dissolve into the Word or the Man?
Yeah.
And, or the radiant form of the Master continue remain in higher regions.
In the lower planes it continues, but absorption comes in at every plane. Yeah. When you devote whole attention into the form of the Master, you become sometimes absorbed, but that continues for the absorption is better. It does become at light. You are light, you become one, you forget. But you are conscious all the same. That does come at every step. Ultimate, it becomes one, you see, there's no form. When you absorb into Satnam, then Satnam makes you final absorption comes there. Otherwise that form continues to work in the radiant form of the different planes.
Master, I'd like to know when you're coming back again.
I? Well,
I know, I
wonder. Your wife sending me. I won't go. Physically, I have to go run ahead. You are also not at home all the day long. Is it? Now you are not at your home. Physically, you are not at home. Is it? But your thought is there, isn't it? Oh, I'll come when God will it. I have no issue.
Master, what plane are you in when you see the golden light?
That is just the beginning. But in that golden light, the form of the Master appears. That is not the lowest.
That is not the lowest?
Form appears in golden light generally.
Is that the third plane or the fourth plane?
Well, it is just beginning because master forms appears only just when you rise above Tirukuti.
Okay.
And even before that does manifest to show that he is with you. Sometimes you said it was the form comes. Sometimes generally it is when you cross the big star and moon, then the form appears. But even that appears before manifest to give consolation to the initiate that I am with you, that power is with you.
Master, it would seem that before one initiates,
the
first thing one should do is begin to be honest with herself.
Little louder, please.
If before one is initiated, one
yes.
begins with trying to be honest
yes.
with self.
Yes.
And although you may feel that so far as the rules are concerned, of diet or something, this would be no problem.
Yes.
But within yourself, you know still that you do have doubts. Would you welcome into initiation one who is quite willing to admit that there is doubt, but wants to try?
Doubt? What sort of doubt? What is theory?
Well, I don't know. Just
No, you must know. You
must
clarify your doubt.
Alone.
In what way? If
I
you have doubt.
For the uninitiated, it's the fear of the unknown or
my,
new experience. Or
my point is, you see, first try to understand the theory. What you cannot understand, let it be clarified. Then take up. Full conviction will arise when you see things for your own self. When intellectually you are satisfied that these are the teachings of all masters. You see? You take it up as an experimental maya. Then if you get something, then naturally you must be convinced. Man cannot be convinced unless he sees things for his own self and he testifies himself.
Then if you are not certain that you are prepared and that you have answered your question,
I tell you. The man who is, in whose heart this question of the mystery of life has entered, he is fit. That's God's grace, this question has arisen. That day is the greatest in the man's life. On which day this question of the mystery of life enters one's heart. That cannot be stamped out unless it is solved. The very question that it arises that shows God wants to give you. Your hunger for that. There's food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. So as question remains about the ethical life all around. In the old days, you see, there was the rule, I would say now, the people came to the feet of the master they kept them for longer times, when they saw that they had dwelt fully, then they gave them the initiation. It is said one king of Bukhara, went to Kabir and lived with him for about 6 years. And he was very obedient, everything like that. The Loi, Mata Loi was serving living with Kabir Sahib. He recommended Kabir that here the king he has been here with us for 6 long years. He is very quiet, very obedient. Why don't you give me initiation? Then Kabir told him that he is not yet ready. And Loi told him, well, what is the priest? He is very quiet, very obedient, quite in every way. I mean, you know, how do you say he is not fit? He said, all right, when he now goes out of the house, just you hide yourself in a place where he cannot see you and throw all these issues of the house over his head. And just hear what he says. not. And when she threw like that, and so, had I been in my own country, I would have seen what this means. So then, ask Kabir, what did you find? He said, he like that. That kingship had not gone, still he think, oh, had I been there, I would have done this and that thing. So then another 5-6 years passed. Then Kabir said, well, now he is ready. He said, well, I find no difference between the first half and now. Then now do it when he passes out of the house. Just throw all this, what is your washroom? You see, all filth over head. Then hear what he said. When she did so, he said, oh God, I am worse than that. So it takes man to be made. Man making it difficult. Finding of God is not difficult. But now the times have changed. So much materialistic. Who is going to stay with the master for years? And just abide what he says and live at his house? Excuse me. And again, no time to spare time and sit at the feet of the master. As you see, even they have got their own some difficulty in their meditation, oh, I have to go to the work. I tell them, oh, can't you take 1 or 2 hours sleep too? So the times have changed now in a way, those who have got the hunger for that, the thinking in their mind, they take them up from their custody. They take up the work of preparation, making him as well as giving them all the same together. And prescribe for making maintenance of diaries for self-introspection from day to day. And they give them the experience then and there, so they, when they come in contact with that higher light or sound principle, that will go from inner to help him. And by outer, weeding out by all imperfections from day to day. He then takes heed that the light which is within you is not darkened, is it? So the present times have changed. Those who have inkling desire, they are put on the way. They are given some experience with the grace of God to start with. Otherwise the people are not going to believe you go on doing and you will have it after that. Yes? Go on, do it. How long will you continue to do it? People have been coming to me who were initiated by somewhere. They have been putting in time 2, 3, 4 hours daily. With all that they had nothing, they left it. You get something to start with, then you can develop it. So this present time is changed, you see. The work of making up is also started side by side along with the giving the experience the very first time. when he sees the experience as the experience himself, then I think he has something to stand on, isn't it? No question of doubt. Doubt means that's only how to live up to that. So those who are just enter the intellectual field, you see, they must understand the why and wherefore of things. Otherwise they won't take up. For there they will require some evidences from the past masters. And also whether that appeals to their common sense. If those things, I mean they are intellectually satisfied there, then they take up as an experimental result. Even then they are very skeptic. Possibly it may not be. But when they have something to start with, let them go. So maintenance of diary is necessary. To take heed that this light, which is whatever is given at the time of initiation, is not darkened. This is how the matter stands for the present day.
Master, this might seem an odd question, but for instance, I've just recently moved to Denver, as I told you, in Texas, and we don't have a group there, satsangs. Mr. Ponce and I would like to start when we meditate in my little apartment, Hina's mother and I together. And does it do any harm if you go to another group that meditates? I mean, would there be any conflict of vibration or anything if we went and meditated with another group?
What group?
Well, for instance, self-realization. They have a group in Denver where they just meditate. And they have asked us to come for meditation. Mm. And I'm not doing naturally any of the techniques I gave them up several years ago when I was initiated by you. But I was wondering if there'd be any conflict of vibration or anything.
The pilot, did I told you not to go?
No, you didn't. I'm asking you I don't want to.
No, for that thing, you see. Mm-hmm. If you go there, don't follow their way of meditation, but do your own.
That's what I mean.
The other thing, when you men of the same way sit together, there will be more radiation. You follow me? There's the radiation from the master too.
From Yogananda, you mean, their master. Would it affect me? I mean, would it...
Oh, no, I'm talking something else.
Oh, excuse me.
When you go to somebody, don't change your mode of meditation.
Oh, I see.
And if you just sit by those who are just doing the same meditation, there is more radiation.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
I never stop you by going to any place.
I just know whether there'd be a conflict of vibration if there was any.
Don't you follow now what I said? If you think of Swami Yogananda there,
no.
Then there will be conflict. Because Yogananda is not there.
No.
You see?
That follows the principle then, Master. Where two or more gather together in my name.
This is? In my name.
That's right, in my name.
You've got to experience it. I don't mean in any way to reflect on Swami Yogananda. I don't mean that, you see. One is a living force, radiation, going on through the world. When you sit in the name, one or two men radiation is there. Those who have left the body, they have to work through the human bowl, working on the human plane. You see? That's the law. I never stopped anybody going anywhere.
Well,
but that I did suggest, where there is a group in it, you must attend.
Yes.
Because your benefit by radiation.
Well, I had gone, but I was just wondering about it. I thought more of it.
No, the matter is clear. But I never stopped you from going there.
No.
Understand the principle, you see. Truly speaking, I tell you what the old Egyptians used to do. They gave initiation, gave the way, They did not give the experience, I tell you. And they just put them on the way by intellectually, then told them for 2 years to remain quiet, not to talk to anybody. Go on with meditation for 2 long years. They were called mystics. By putting 2 years regularly on the way, naturally the Veda, sometimes in fashion. When the inner ways opened, they were called apoptis. You know? Now the door is very open very first day. Door is open very first day, you see the light.
Yes.
Some experience. So best thing is when you are initiated, don't talk to anyone. Do your daily livelihood work. The rest you need not talk to anyone. Talk to your master. We talk to others. What is the loss there? You talk to others, you want to show your superiority to others, egoism there, you lose. Suppose there's a friendship in the worldly way. You got a friendship with somebody, love with somebody, you won't let anybody, dare to let anybody know about it, is it not? Why this is love? Your love with God, why should broadcast it? You want only for guidance, who can guide you. And it is the Master who can guide you. You see? Do your... He doesn't say leave the work and don't... Just live in your arms, your livelihood, bring up, nourish your children, just keep up your body and go on with it. Let the wild flower grow in darkness. We throw seeds anywhere. I am doing, I see where, if I tell you, I am in a very intoxicated state. And then I say, yes, why? And when I sit there, that's a natural comment. Well, there eyes on you, and you have not become yet perfect. What is it? He takes you as the ideal. You stand between him and the master. Where will you go? The other man who follows you, takes you as the wrong ideal, he is first doomed, and your progress is returned. This is very critical point, you see. When you are, this is just worldly way, when you engage to somebody, be drawn to somebody, but think of him all alone, you see, the God in him. Don't hate for any, don't have any hatred for anybody. Go on with it, you'll find it. Sometimes people go on with it. They begin to tell one another, this is like this. The result is, their progress is lessened. And here too you find many, those who say we had more progress before, now we have got less. What's the reason for that?
And the natural law comes in with a negative power and takes away when you do
yes,
that.
Yes. You follow my point?
Yes, I understand, yes.
This is to be followed by everybody, you see. When you are given a doubt, well, you go to the highest, let people say. Then it's all right. You got a little water with you, for instance. You begin to sprinkle. Then be in contact with the perennial source. Then thousands, millions will come. Then you become conscious co-worker that is not you doing, but God is doing. These are the little things I think stand in every man's way. Those who have a little experience, for instance, they sometimes see master within. Earlier to this, they do talk. Sometimes that negative power appears. They are misguided. Some things come true, the others become wrong. Result is, in the other soul, he is Sanjay. And the man who says, he also feels I have no better. I get letters sometimes by such like people. Now the master within me will guide me. Well, I tell him, all right, the master within you, if he guides it, you write to me, get it confirmed by writing by me. And the result is, those who follow them, they are just retarded, you see. I don't see why people are, after becoming a master, they may have got that ideal before them, but they have not come master. When they become master, let them say they are master. Even then they won't say. Those who are masters, they don't say we are masters. That is God's power working. It's the Father in me doing. He never said, I'm doing. Son of man is differentiated from the God in man. And others who are just little, they assert, and this is one of the causes of the groups. Some follow this man, some follow that man. Result is the split. There's no problem. And this has also been the cause of dissension in the group. I tell you, I watched it. One little more is all I do it. Something come out to do other strong. Naturally, some disbelief, then the whole thing starts. And the whole, I mean, the progress is retarded. And that becomes a bad example for us. When you are put on the sea, will you go up? Let people only see when you are in full bloom. You see? Don't broadcast your seeds. Those will be eaten up by the sparrows. Those will have to begin only faith in you instead of the master, or he's also as good as the master. That's all right. Result is, he is not yet perfect, something will come out wrong from him. Because he's not yet perfect. Naturally, the whole thing is affected very badly. When your nature go on, you are given diary, remaining content. If God will this, you may make each one of you a master. It is selection from God, not from the men underneath, you see. It is not a matter of voting that you will select a minister as president, you see. It is God overhead, it is a selection from God, you see. The soul trembles, you see, at concerning the duty what lies on the shoulders of a master. And people consider it a great privilege because sometimes they consider other people have faith that becomes a source of income to by a regard and everything. Result is the one who stands there, he's spoiled, his progress is retarded. Other those who follow, they are also progress. Their ideal is changed. Very dangerous, right? And you see the master within, talk to him, all right. Then remain in touch. Even then I tell you, even the master speaks within you. You see? You can never think, let your master go and you remain.
Well, I see the master within sometimes, but he never looks at me. He's either sitting in meditation or with his head bowed or something, and so I...
Just go into your diary, please. You'll find. He's a very strict judge, I tell you. He does not spare me. Surely, I must be too serious.
Very detailed answer, too.
Hard-tossed master... Introspect yourself. We are, when we write diary, we give allowance. You see? Catch, like a third hard task master, you see? Just it yourself.
That's the thing that's always confused me about the diary. That's why, I'm not making excuses, but that's why I haven't kept it. Well, because how can you be sure that you're being honest with yourself when you put down these
things? I tell you, look, when you're told to do a thing by a master, why you raise questions first thing? If you don't understand, ask him. Why you discontinue? That's your first thing, straight out. There's some reason for that. Mind is a very, cunning friend. He will deceive you. He says, well, look here, you cannot give all your imperfections. You're telling lies. Don't do it. You see? Wait. When you become perfect, only you. Do it. Both is your God. You begin. The point is, in the beginning, you won't find so many imperfections within you. The more you go into it, you find day from day to day more. Those which become more in number, they are already existing. But we are not aware of them. Those, you follow the movement? Or when we don't, I'm telling you, like, I should not do it. That means you leave off. You never, when a thief is in the room, mind that, I tell you, he will try to just deter your attention to some other things. You see? He may go ahead, the thief goes, ahead, the thief goes. He never lets your attention be drawn to him, you see. So mind is a very cunning friend, I say, a cunning thief in the form of a true friend. He was a very, sympathetic man. Look here, you see. Why, you said, you must become perfect. Do some dance and diary. Not now. Master said, do it. You disobey the orders of the master and obey the dictates of your mind. Something what you don't follow, ask him. You see? There's something at the back of it. If you start, you see, I know quite fully well that you cannot know down all the imperfection of the day. You know Pellman's system of memory? The system, what is called how to dwell memory, that is called Pellman's system of memory. From morn when you rise, just think what you have been doing all through the day. Oh yes, I rose up, I answered the call of nature, I had a bath and taken food, went to you, my work. That's all general. The work was finished, I have come home, that's all. And one or two events might have come to you. No? But when you rose, what were the thoughts striking you in your mind? Even while going to the answer the call and while bathing after that. That requires going into. The more you go into, the more number you'll find. In that way, once the memory is strengthened, I tell you, without any payment. And further, our level of criterion for distinguishing right from wrong is also changed. The more you learn, go into the scriptures, your angle of vision is changed. For instance, in the beginning, he told me, I put a slap on his face, I did all right. He did for that, that your angle of vision. When you later, he called me names. All right. Then when you grow in a well, he called you names, told you something wrong. You also called names. He told you once, you said two, then came four, then eight, like that. If you had not returned, that would remain only one, isn't it? Your regular vision changed, is it not? So, even when, if you don't see somebody, told you, thought evil of you, well, if you don't say from your mouth that, oh, he's bad, you see? You're acting there. These failures are to be noted. So as two things are, first we, as you go into it, we find more number of shortcomings. And further, the angle of vision has changed, that's still more number. The more it grows, it means you are progressing, I tell you. You know how many shortcomings are within you. Then they go down, number when you weed out. When they are concerned, you reflect. You see, you can read others' mind, you can see what is going on the other side of the wall. Purpose of maintaining that is very definite, you see. Very high purpose. Don't follow the dictates of the mind. If you follow 100%, only then you can have the full mystery solved. We only follow what you can modify it by the dictates of mind. Some 10%, 20%, 40%, nobody obeys 100%. This is only one thing is to be learned. Then every time, oh yes, he is within, how can I deceive him? Your angle of vision will be changing. And when you are cleansed that way, something by outer self-introspection and somewhat by coming in contact with that power within, well, you progress like that. Sometimes Master forms, Master appears, he is giving him back. Sometimes he is quiet. Sometimes very happy. Sometimes he talks to you. So he turns away his face, it means there is something wrong. We don't know. So that is meant for very high purposes. जी हाँ करता हूँ बड़ी आओ जी तो मैं के लिए कही हूँ आई एम नॉट एग्जैक्ट आई एम हार्ट टू हार्ट टॉक इज देयर ऑलराइट आई यू प्लीज नो दीज सर्टेन थिंग्स यू सी आर नॉट गिविंग इन टॉक्स रेगुलर टॉक्स When you are certain that you go into the bottom of the things, what is what? Each man has the same problem practically, maybe in a little modified form. Yes? Kursi le.
Kursi le ra bolne
ki bol. Oh, pare baith ja. Othe baith. Kursi agge kar lo. 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 Lo.
Lo.
Lo. Lo. Lo. Lo. Lo. Lo. Lo. Lo. Lo.
ਮੈਨੂੰ
ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ੀ ਕਹਿ ਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਕਹਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਂ ਥੋੜਾ
ਕਹਿੰਦਾ
ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਗੱਲ ਡੋਂਟ ਫਾਲੋ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਆਨ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਵਾਟ ਯੂ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੂ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ ਨੇਮ You may be calling me. Better, better. Kursi. Some spare chair might be given from the back. You give. Anybody. Anybody. Some. For you. If you keep up your diaries, I tell you, regularly 3-4 months, like a heart of master, you'll change. Send me blank. What more concession you want?
Just send it to you like you keep
it. You send me blank, I will accept, you see that. You see, how long you will dare to send blank? That's the point. You cannot send. Mind is, I tell you, cunning thief in the form of friend. He will deceive you. In a very noble way, you see, a bit very friendly. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you see that you are let down. What you follow the decrees of Maharaj. Yes?
Now, you just gave very good examples, mostly concerning the thoughts that we have.
Thoughts are very potent, you see.
Yes, well, there is, of course, pride and envy and jealousy and resentment towards others and thinking badly about others, and then of course purity or chastity in
God.
Now, is there any you sort of leading us very well, and I sometimes sit over this sheet and I think, now what else is there that I have done wrong, and I just am missing sometimes a clue, and I just, you know, is there anything else that you'd like to lead us to?
That is just putting in time for meditation, coming in contact with the light and sound principle within. That is what is wanted. That will help you. Yeah, the more progress you will have. Sometimes you people, what do they see? They bring me diary. I see it. All right. Their lives are very pure. And they put in also 2 hours. And there's little progress or no progress. I told them, if your diary this is correct, then you should have gone to the third plane. You see? You follow me? If our lives are quite flawless, why should you not progress? Even after putting in time. Or it may be due to wrong way of doing, involving breathing, this and that should be set right.
What they've got, Master, is somebody else.
We deceive our own self, I tell you.
Right.
Well, whatever you remember, put it. Try to think every what thought struck me. not that what your body did it. Like a very hot taskmaster, I tell you, don't spare yourself. And you don't spare your enemy, don't spare your... This is the most dangerous and in a friend, you see, serpent in the form of a friend. He will deceive you. He will just try to retard your progress and just keep you lead away to the negative thing. Attachment to the outside thing. Deter you from going on the way. And instead of shortcomings within our own self, we begin to doubt the master. This is it. I mean the work of the mind. You will do it. At least that way you see there's light, there's sound. That way you see. That are your convinced. Then why not progress wonderfully further? There is something wrong. Yeah?
And so what if you have meditated, and of course, suppose you become ill, or suppose you've been in the hospital, and then you come back, you can't... You may, I'll take me, suppose I was in the hospital.
Yes.
And I could probably meditate 12, 15 hours.
Really?
Even when I was resting.
In the hospital?
Well, yes, when I was in the hospital.
That's right.
All
then,
right.
Then
now,
get more time. That's right.
But suppose when I came home and then recuperating and different things, I mean, just, but you can't go back to pick it up because you haven't had it with you, the paper. So you leave it blank because you don't want to put in this time, or you remember everything. You know that these things helped you to get well, the sound current and so on, but you didn't put anything in because you couldn't be truthful about the exact time. I suppose it's even like the eye. You can't, I don't know how to explain it. So it's empty. It's blank. You feel badly that way too?
That's all right. If for some reason or the other you cannot complete your diary correctly, but you're watching your life. You're watching your life. And you must be progressing too.
Mm-hmm.
When you're putting in more time, sickness gives you more time for meditation.
Yes.
Does it not? If you're putting in more time, there's no flaws like there, you must have more progress. Is it not? Then in that case, you have not been filled in on the count of your eyes not working, that is immaterial. But eyes cannot go on all along the like so, that's
no,
not it.
With the eye, I couldn't meditate at all, because the eyeball. I mean, if you're in the hospital, you can meditate. I mean, suppose you just go on the jewel for tips or something like that, or different things that bother you. With this, I couldn't meditate because to see my eye wanted to come this, I couldn't stand.
Well, that's what that was paining, all right. But yet you can hear the sound.
Yes, that came very clear.
That's
without
right. No, that is only temporary short period sometimes. And moreover, I tell you, the most painful it may be if you are just trained in a way to control your attention. Even the pain won't be felt. That is when you are dwelt. Feeling comes only when attention is there. Just like when you have to just inject, you see. It's all right, do it, you just control your attention. That is not so pinching, so paining, you see. And otherwise you will feel more. And if you see it, it's now. Don't listen, please, what she says, because she might be calling names. Calling names, not to you, maybe to somebody. You eulogize, you say praise as well, at least he would not like to hear.
Master, may I
raise a
question?
Beg pardon?
I have another question. It joins on what you were saying.
Yes, most of
you say how our mind can deceive us and lead us away from the direction.
Yes.
yet one does not want to enter into this as a purely emotional experience, well, then how am I to come to decide, to judge? I have to use my mind
to
judge.
You'll get help.
I see, but then earlier you told me that I must not be able to expect to understand and rationalize everything.
Well, yes, intellectually you must grasp the theory, you see. The work that has to be done by a learned man and the unlearned man is the same. You see? You have to withdraw your attention from both sides. There is your mind, there is your body. You see? And just think, leave off all habits, analyze yourself from the body. That's a practical thing. A learned man say, why should I withdraw myself? Or say, what work can I get? There are two men, one is a learned man, the other is unlearned man. You order them, go up there, up the stairs. He says, well, how many steps there are? Well, if I reach to such and such, what will happen? My foot slip away, then who save me? So many things you will consider. The man who is on an orange, you run up. So, we have to do things, you see. London man will understand only then you start. The other doesn't need all that botheration, I tell you. They'll go ahead all at once. Two men, one was a learned man, the other was an unlearned man, both went to a master. Are being put on the way. And the master told the learned man, I'll charge you double fee. And to the other man who was unlearned, he said, I'll charge you only single fee. And the learned man, I know so much, I'm learning so much. Why are you charging me double fee? So he told him, I have to make you first unlearned and then you. So both they have to do the same thing. Difference lies on the matter. If a learned man is there with experience inside, he will explain the same thing in so many ways. Even unlearned man, he goes up and takes you up. He may not be able to quote from so many, masters in the past times or so many in matter of inferences, but he will give you this thing and he will quote only from the vocabulary or the environment he is in. Look here. Christ said, farmers, question, throw seeds. Very nice thing he told him. Though they fall on the stony ground, they won't grow. Though they fall in the hedges, they grow and but retard. Though they should fall on the well prepared ground, they will grow. And this becomes evil quote that thing. Well, masters never were educated in any college or university. Do you know in which college Christ read or Guru Nanak read or Prophet Muhammad read? Do you know any college? I don't think so. That's something awakening from inside. They see. It's not a matter of inference, feelings or emotions. It's a matter of seeing. They see and they make others see that.
Master, may I ask a question?
Yes, surely, like an attorney. If I'm the attorney, only God is afraid, I tell you. No, you're most welcome. I'll tell you a story later on, but.
Master is a great scholar.
Beg pardon?
The Master is a great scholar, as we know.
Is it?
I'm sure his academic attainments have not thwarted his spiritual path.
Yeah.
And therefore, I would say that intellectual accomplishments can very often be helpful.
Very often, gay. Intellectual attainment is the garland of flowers round the neck of a practical man. He will explain the things in so many ways. In whatever way he will take up, he will tell you something to prove it. At the level of his common sense too, you see. But a learned man without any experience, well, that is it. Won't leave you, that is something loading like a library only. The brain has so many things in the brain, but have libraries cannot give you in your brain any flexible experience. Learning is good, you see. I'm not denouncing it.
Well, now, I'm going to take the risk of asking a second question.
No, right, go on.
which probably is an intellectual question, but it bothers me.
Well, that's the best I know.
And it's prompted by the discussion of this sister over here on,
that's right, that's right,
on Yogananda.
Yes.
Now, Yogananda was a great yogi.
Yes.
And in the Master's book, The Crown,
yes,
and I think it's around about page 138.
Yes.
I may be off a page or two, but it's...
No,
the master touches on this very subject.
Yes.
In pointing out the highest plane of the yogis.
Yes.
And then he goes on to discuss four additional planes.
Yes.
Satchkhand and the three higher planes beyond that.
Yes.
And it would be very helpful to me, Master, if you would touch on that subject and tell us a little about those four planes.
Right. Four planes, where from the yogi's point of view? From which point of view?
These are the four planes that the Master discusses which are above the highest plane of the yogis.
Actually, the yogis generally, the stages of yogis too. Some are yogis, some are yogiraj. Yogishwar. There are two stages of yogis.
Yes, you mentioned those two stages.
Yes, that's what I said.
And then you go on to discuss Satchkhand,
yes.
Alakadam, and
that's all, that's all. So yogi generally go to the first place, Sansar or Sansar Dham. Yogeshwar goes to the third plane, and he dips into the beyond a bit. And the sant, whatever is called, that who reaches the Satnam, the true home of the father, true father, you might say. And there is Param Sant, who transcends even those three high planes and becomes one with the worldless. Is it? These are the stages. There are many people belonging to the first stage and some to the second or third. Few there are who really have transcended beyond the three. And those who are regular in the fourth plane, you see, they are called sons. Fourth plane is just divided, some people mingle up into one, some two. Brahman, Par Brahman, you say something. So, two plane or Satchkhand, whatever it is, this is the stage of the full effulgence of the wordless God into expression. And then further, just going to be absorbed. Alakhagama Nami Swami, Radha Swami, Niralar, Mahalyar, whatever they call it. So that is the stage of the highest, what are called, termed as Paramsanta. Sute Satsanta, you might say, to Paramsanta. So that is the difference.
Well, now my limited intellect,
yes.
Can almost picture Satchkhand, which the Master describes as pure spirit.
Yes.
But then the Master goes on to describe three planes above the planes of Satchkhand, which itself is pure spirit. And that's hard for me to...
No. Mark the difference in the words that I'm using. I said the Satnam is the full expression of the worldless state of God into full expression is Satnam. It's fully expressed. higher plane that goes absorbing, you see, until it comes to the wordless state where there is no light, no sound. So that is above stages. Ultimately, in the wordless stage, there is no expression of light or sound. That comes only when it comes into expression. So you might say the satchans, there are different divisions, you might say, of the satchans. You see? Alag khagam and ultimate wordless state, what is called nameless one, mahadya or lada sunya swaminas.
Well then, Master, would agam be the first stage of manifestation?
Generally, that power which is in full expression, that takes the form of a guru. He is the satnam, you see, working, naming the human power. And then satnam, the duty comes further to absorb the Padma. The guru has also got stages. Guru, Gurudev, Sadguru. You see? Guru is one that the human power is working. But it is the God in him, you see, working. He is conscious. Gurudev is one when you rise above a physical body that works in the plane second to fourth, up till fifth, to absorb you in the satnam. That is called Gurudev, means radiant form of the Master. Then satnam is the true sadhva. You see? That absorbs you by stage ala kadama like this. So there are stages of the Guru too. We are everybody called a Guru. Guru is a something given to such a person that whose human power, God is working for the guidance of man, humanity, guidance of mankind. You see? He sometimes loves you, sometimes asks you, all right, don't do it. You see? At the level of man. But inside he fully conscious, he gives you the right guidance. And when you rise above physical body, it comes in radiant form. What is called Gurudev? Gurudev means Guru, effulgent Guru, you might say. That guides you in the higher plane, second, third, fourth. And last you in the Satnam. And Satnam further, that duty is left. That absorbs you in the wordless state. And further stages are of the Paramsant, the Santara, going into the Paramsant state. But the only people make no difference. They say everybody is a Guru. You follow me? A bit?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. These are the things given in the scriptures but not differentiated. And we are not convinced unless we begin to see for our own self. As there was one Indramati in the time of Kabir. Even now you find like that those who dwell. He went to the fifth plane, saw Satpurush as Kabir. He told him, Kabir, if you were certain of yourself, why did you tell me before? And he said, had I told you that I am the Satpurush, you would never have believed me. Even now, you see, how many there are, yesterday I told you, how many there are who believe, think Master is Master. When everything goes on right according to your own wishes and oh, Master is great. Master is greater than God. And anything goes against your wish. Oh, what is that Master? Flower may be lying within you. You are not putting it there. Oh, Master, well, you are incomplete.
As a matter of fact, Master, I don't want to take any time, but that's very apropos of that. 2 years ago, when I was still in New York and attending the satsangs there, I slipped on the ice and broke my left arm. So one of the satsangis in New York said to me, I don't think she was initiated, but she'd been coming there. She said, well, I can't understand how you broke your arm when you've got a master. You know, I mean, it was so...
Yes.
And I said, well, it could have been worse. He saved me from breaking my back. I said, I got rid of karma fairly easy. But she was quite indignant. How could I, anything happen to me when I had a master? You know, I mean...
Master is there to wind up your actions. Wind up the whole of us like a bank which fails, you see. Winding up. Whatever many things are here brought into fruit, the other sort of sometimes make your soul stronger to they lose all pinching effects. When you become selfless, you see, then you're fit.
Well, I was very grateful. I said, well, it could have been my back or my hip, but it was just my arm. I got off very lightly.
I remember man in initiation, he should go on sincerely with it. He had no concern when except you must go. See? When you get something to start with, what more proof is required? Now you, as you progress, instead you'll be more convinced. And with little progress, sometimes we are puffed up. Oh, I know that. Then I tell them, look, you do that. Like, otherwise, you don't have just crush you. So what is the result? The whole science is lost, I tell you. And such like people become defamation to the teachings. No business. Go on with it. You'll have any difficulty there that will solve. On our soul. And it is so...